The International Ministers Conference is God's strategy to set your life and ministry on course. Welcome to the International Ministers Conference 2022, positioning your life and ministry for the end time move of God.
You just lift up that right hand to heaven and just bless Him this morning. Just bless Him and give Him glory. Can't you see the sweet presence here this morning? Makutam bradoshtia kitia bradoshtiha. Zebra kushtaha lebakatoshtaha bratistihera. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We give you glory. Are you blessing Him? Are you blessing Him? Nembakatashtihim bradoshtikia taparaski. Orata katoste hembrodoste katambrodoste hakalarosia. Yakatuse bratuste keto bratase keto bratusia talaboste he. Ha nemo kusta hagretusia tekilatusta habredosia. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Can you ask that the Lord will open your eyes this morning? The blessing of the eyes that sees. Pray for the blessing of the ears that hear. Pray for the blessing of the heart that understands. Zokradash tikota brandish kiata. We give you glory. We give you praise. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Lord, we are gathered to you as your church. Not to any man, but unto you. To receive from you. We come delighted and with gladness of heart just to behold the beauty of your temple. We come with sacrifice of joy in our heart to receive illumination that our eyes will be open to see, that our ears will be open to hear, that our heart will be open to understand. That our hands will be open to receive and our legs will run in the direction that you have commanded. Bless us again this morning and we vow to give you all the glory. In Jesus' most precious name, we have prayed. Your amen needs some booster.
Amen.
Your inner needs some massage.
Amen.
Can you scream it one more time?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Were you blessed in the morning session? Can we celebrate our pastor that blessed us this morning? What a word. What a word. Very matured perspective. Glory be to God. Give your neighbor a high five this morning. Make sure you tell three people so you get ready for an unusual time. And you may please be seated. Thank you very much. God bless you. Can we celebrate the minstrels? They've been doing so much. Hallelujah. God is good. I want to thank Apostle Femi Lazarus and his dear wife for the privilege of having me since yesterday. And the reason is because no man has business standing before God's people except God sends him with a word. Then if God sends you with the word, there must be a connection and a privilege of access that brings it to work. And that's why I'm thankful for that this morning. Thank you for the care. The hospitality has been great. Every member of this church, the workers, the protocol, they have been so coordinated, so professional at all that they are doing. Amazing. And I mean it. I just don't give comments like that. I mean, they are fantastic. So I appreciate all the workers coordinated together. God bless you guys in Jesus' name. This morning, I perceive it to be like an impartation service, but I will spend time to do a teaching. Then we will flip it along the way. I celebrate you, pastors. Thank you for being around, sirs, and my God bless you. Amen. And all the pastors here, we honor you. So it's a good meeting to also share with your friends, and if they are around, tell them to come right now. If not, tell them to hook up where they are. God has a word for them. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 18. We will take it from verse 18 to 25. But in my opening text, I like us to know that Christianity is a life. Christianity is a what? It's a life. Christianity is not first a lifestyle. No. Christianity is a life. So anyone that received Christ did not receive a lifestyle. You received a life. What we call Zoe. And that's the quantity of eternal life, which is called everlasting life. So when you got born again, when you received Christ, you received a life. So Christianity is a life. And you can see that because this is the only sect, permit me to use the word religion for purpose of understanding, that make claims to things that have to do with life, while other religions will accept life the way it comes. So for example, there's no religion, for the purpose of understanding, that you can have cancer, for example, and believe God that you can be healed from that cancer. No. There's no religion like that. The reason why we believe that can happen is because we received a life. Somebody say, I have the life of Christ. Say it like you mean it. Say, I have the life of Christ. Now, that life that you received is Hebrews 12, 18, not 10. Hebrews 12, 18. Thank you, media. You're doing well. That life now birthed a lifestyle. So there's a lifestyle that comes from that life. So because you have received a life, it now begins to affect how you dress. It now begins to affect how you talk. It begins to affect how you relate. How you do business. What is that? It's not a lifestyle. It's a life that is affecting the lifestyle. I just said, no, I'm interested in this, but the life in me cannot even cooperate with me to do this. It's like the children of Eli who were in the temple eating all the communion materials, sleeping with girls inside the temple. And here is Samuel who is also a young person in their age range, which is a normal thing that every young person can have peer pressure on and begin to do. But Samuel couldn't do what they were doing. If you ask him, why are you not doing what they are doing? He can't explain. His body is interested. But there's just something about him that cannot explain why he can't do it. It's a life. It's a life. Somebody say amen to that. Now, the second point apart from Christianity being a life and a lifestyle is number three. Christianity is a government. And that's what we want to look at. It's a government. The perspective with which the scriptures have been opened up to you may be the perspective we see, with which you will see God all through your life. So if you were opened up alone to the life of God, that Christianity is a life, you can stay with that all your life. And honestly, that's a powerful revelation. Wow. If you know what men of God have done with that perspective of the life of God. Man. Great preachers. Great men of God. That I learn from, I glean from. I want to introduce to you Christianity also as a government. And so, I apologize in advance because the picture of the government that you have had, particularly from this country, is not a very clear picture of what government should be. But at least you have an idea that we have a government. In Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6, the Bible says that unto us a child is what? Born. Simply say, by my version, anybody can have children. Or anybody can born children. Unto us a child is born. Any human being can give birth to children. Then he made a second point. And unto us a son is what? Given. So, that one is now a gift. It's not anybody that can produce children. Not anybody can produce sons. Now this is not talking about a gift. Or sonship. Like what the Jewish culture called bar mitzvah. The exaltation of sons. Then he said, upon that son, look at this. And the government shall be upon his what? Shoulder. And you know that the son is talking about is who? The Christ. And it says that, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. So, who is carrying the government? The Christ. And if it is the Christ, then it's the church. Do you know? You need to know your capacity as the church and as God's people. No, Jesus says that, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. When he was speaking about the revelation of Peter, the gate of hell shall not prevail. And you know right now, that's not even a prayer point again. As at that time, it was like a prayer point that the gate of hell would not prevail. Now, Jesus has gone to hell. He made captivity captive. He triumphed over them in victory. And when he resurrected, he brought the church out of the resurrection process. So it's not that the church shall not prevail again. The gate of hell shall not prevail. No, it is the gate of hell cannot. You know why they cannot? We came out. The church was born. Now, let me tell you this. You know how the side of Noah's ark was the place of rescue for them after the flood. That was how the side of Adam was the part where Eve was produced from. Do you know that the side of Jesus was where the instrument entered and they pierced him. And the Bible said blood and water came out of him. That was how the church was born. The church came out of the side of Christ, just like Eve came out of the side of Adam, and how men were released from the deluge of destruction in the days of Noah. If you are confused, say amen. All right. So the church, the gate of hell, cannot prevail. Cannot. It cannot. So, he said, on his shoulder, he's carrying government. So, why don't we always think government? It tells you that government is an important part of the life of Christ. So, there's a perspective that we must have. Now, if it's a government, one of the things that brings a government together is what is called constitution. I just want you to follow me well. Because if you get what I'm saying, then it's going to be easy when we are praying. So constitution is what makes a government. So there's no government without constitution. Now what's a constitution? Well, this sounds like I'm in a lecture room. Don't mind me. I'm a lecturer. I lecture MBA students. In Europe, so I may be talking like a lecturer sometimes. Constitution is a structure, a composition, a physical makeup, or the nature of something. I repeat. You know how I'm teaching this one? I'm teaching you as diplomats. I'm not teaching you as Christians. I get to me. Because from yesterday, you know that you are on an assignment, right? So, those who are sent on assignment to the spheres of influence, there's a way they think. So I'm teaching you as a diplomat. I'm teaching you as a kingdom ambassador. Let me shock you. Your destiny in a church is not to end up as a worker. No. And every pastor listen to this. The destinies of the people under you, because it looks like the best that they can be is to be a worker. I don't think that's all in the plan of God. There's still more. And I'm going to talk a bit about that when we get there. God is not looking for workers. God is looking for ambassadors. There are two different things. In fact, I'm jumping the gun now. No, don't let me jump. Let me maintain my thoughts. So, there's government that we must speak with. It means that anybody that is a Christian, we belong to a government. So, when you're talking to the devil, it's government against government. I hope you know that. How can a man stand and look at a demon and expel a demon? That's government against government. Government of light against the government of darkness. So, it's a composition or the nature of something. It explains the boundary of everything around that thing. Now, let's look at the scripture. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 18. Let me show you one of the constitutions of heaven. Now, you're going to read it differently because it's going to make a lot of sense. You are not come unto mountain that can be touched, and that burned with fire, nor unto blackness and darkness and tempest. Verse 19. And the sound of a trumpet and the voice of word, which they had heard, entreated that the word should not be spoken to them anymore. Verse 20. For they could not endure that which was commanded, and if so much as a beast touch the mountain, it shall be stoned. Can you go to, we have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God. Can you just go there straight for me? I would continue from 21. Let's move like that. So 22. So I was trying to explain that a few things that are not so important. Now he comes to verse 22. You are come unto Zion. You came unto the mountain Zion. Now, every time you come to gather like this, God says that, let me tell you what you are coming into. You just didn't come to a place where friends with meet friends and all meet Jesus. It is good. Where you extend hi-fi, extend some cards, have some social networks together and get out. It's not just about that. When you gather like this, it says that you have come unto Mount Zion. Number one. Number two, he said you have come to the city of the living God. You came into a city of the living God. Number three, you came to heavenly Jerusalem. Wow. Number four, and to an innumerable company of angels. Go to verse 23. He said, you have also come to the general assembly, and I want to teach about the general assembly of heaven. That's what I want to talk about. You have also come to the general assembly and to the church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and the spirit of just men made perfect. Now, from that text, he mentions six vital things. The constitution of the kingdom. Number one, for the purpose of writing. The city of the living God. So when you come here, you have come to the city of the living God, which is called Puli. P-O-L-I. Puli. The city of the living God. Number two, you have come to where angels are. So as you are here now, you are in the city of God. This is where God lives. Hallelujah. Isn't that interesting? All of you, when you came, you met God here. As you were coming, you carried God here. When you are going, God will remain here and he will yet follow you home. So you have come to the city of the living God. Then he says that you have also come to where you have innumerable company of angels. And I hope you know that there are angels here. Literally. Lots of them. One day, I came into my house. And it's an angel that I'm used to seeing at my door. And he was missing that day. It caught my attention for 3 hours. Lord, something is missing. I know my angels. And when they are missing, I can tell you. So, there are innumerable company of angels, just for us to understand. Now, number three, you have a general assembly. The general assembly, they are called Agora. You know, said the city, they call them Puli. General assembly, call them Agora. Number four, he said you have come to Zion. That's the church. And the word church there is talking about ecclesia. Ecclesia. Then he said you have come to God, the judge. And number six, you have come to Jesus, the mediator. So you find all these people in that general council. When you hear general assembly of heaven, it means that these six make up the constitution of that place. I'm going to teach on two of those things. I will talk about the Puli, which is the city of the living God. Then we'll talk about the ecclesia. Then we would pray. Now, from the word Puli, which is the city of the living God. So, the city of the living God is just talking about, is explaining that there are citizens in that place. So we are citizens of heaven. We are citizens of a kingdom. We are representatives of a kingdom. So beyond just you looking at yourself as a Christian, you are actually representing a kingdom. So it's interesting to say that you are actually a diplomat. Now let me ask you a question. You know, with all the madness of Boko Haram in this country and terrorists, you know, there's a place in Victoria Island in Lagos, which is called the U.S. Consular's Office. You know, there's no level of madness that can come upon you as a terrorist. And you will say that since we are bombing the whole of Nigeria, that building, the U.S. Consular's Office, let's go and bomb it. You know, when you are mad, you know, a mad person who stands where there is train passing is on the rail and the train is coming. Have you ever heard that a mad person waited and the train crushed him? Have you not noticed that even the mad person tells himself that I'm mad, but my madness is not that deep? That in the midst of my madness, I can tell that train should not be added to what is happening to me. So the mad person will move. When the train passes, he can go back and sit down on the rail. You know, you can't be mad and say we are Boko Haram. Then you go and bomb the U.S. Consular's Office. You know how powerful that office is, as small as it is, in Victoria Island. You see, if you touch that gate, not the building, the gate, the government of America will respond in 1 hour. The whole of Lagos can be crushed in 10 minutes. You know why? That building is a representative of the power and the office of the President of America. If you touch that building, you have touched the President of America. They will react.
they will react. So if you know this, you know that anybody who touches you touches the government you represent. There will be a reaction from the government that you came from. Why do you say, but my God shall supply all my needs? Not the government of Nigeria, the one I came from. That's where my supply comes from. There's a government responsible for me. That's why we say that when you are sick, your government is responsible for you. When you are broke, it's responsible for you. You must start seeing Christianity as a government. Because when you got born again, you signed a social contract. And so when you signed it, you became a representative. See, if they say something will happen in Nigeria, you may not know until the day it happens. But by intelligence system, the American system knows that it will happen. 1 hour before the time, they will take their people away. And they are gone. When they are gone, things cannot happen. That's how things will happen to us. The evil is happening, or no problem. It may not be within my circle of control, but I must have moved away before it happens. Because the government must give me intelligence system to say something is happening here. Christianity is a government. So it calls us representative. So everywhere you show up, you carry the fullness of the Godhead. You carry the government everywhere you go to. And in fact, you are not a human being. He calls you a city. That you are a city. Jesus says, I am the light of the world, right? While he is in this world, he says, I am the light of the world. But Jesus is no more the light of the world. Because he looked at me and he said, you are now the light of the world. Number two, a city set on the hill. A city. I'm the light of the world. Number two, I'm a city. Number three, I'm set on the hill. Number four, I cannot be hidden. If you sit down with that, that's powerful. So, from that word poli is where you get the following words. Number one, policy. Number two, politics. Number three, polity. Other words, police. Now, so when you hear the word politics, it sounds dirty. Ha! They are playing politics. I mean, if you went to school, you wouldn't make those kind of statements. Who doesn't play politics? Do you know what politics is? Now, a policy or a statement of intent of an institution. As a policy, sphere of light, we have a policy. We have a code of conduct to become a worker. In our churches, we have them. In our organizations, we have them. That's policy. Now, what is politics? Politics is just the science of governance, of achieving what I said, the intent of that statement. So, for you to obey the policy of this place, what are you doing? You are playing politics. So, for example, the choir, you have rehearsals, for example, maybe Saturdays on 4 p.m. If you attend choir rehearsal, but the policy says come 4 p.m., if you attend, you are playing politics. You are responding to the policy. Are we making sense? So everybody plays politics. Everybody plays. Now, it now depends on how you play your politics. So it can be positive and it can be what? Negative. Who are the police? Everything's from the word poli. The police, who are they? Enforcers of the policy. Not the one we have now. Enforcers of the policy. That tells you something. That where there is no police, where there's no poli, there will be bad policies, there will be bad politics, and there will be bad polity. And who are the poli? You. Once you are missing in the picture, politics becomes dirty. policy becomes funny. The police will go haywire. Everything that carries the word poli will go haywire. You know why? Because the poli are missing, the citizens. You see why God must plant us into those places. Could you be in a meeting one day and they are trying to legalize homosexualism and you're a board member of that organization and you say, no, this cannot happen. And because you count and you make a quorum, they cannot go further on that conversation because somebody said no. What if there's no poli there? What if there's no citizen of the living God there? Every policy that is passed will flow. That tells you something. That what God is doing in this time is that God is planting his people into strategic places. You see, some people are praying. Some people will be doing the prayer. Some people will move into the intelligence of the prayer to be planted in strategic places. One day something happened in a particular state. And the number one of the state made a phone call. I just saw this in the papers. And everybody said they are trying to Islamize education in this particular state. What is going on? Fix it. Fix it. If you don't hear it, forget it. The plantings of the Lord. The plantings. There's some of you after today, the way God will take the trajectory of your life, you don't even understand it now, but there's an agenda. There's an agenda. A new generation is rising from this meeting. Your amen needs some help.
Amen.
Then apart from the citizen in that scripture, he mentioned another set of people, which I would like to talk about. The General Assembly of Heaven. That word is called Agora. The General Council of Heaven. The word Agora is from the statement that means marketplace. Everything I teach you, go back and check it. I'm a researcher. I'm not a doctor by honorary. I studied. It means marketplace. So in the General Council of Heaven, God says that a critical part of that constitution is the marketplace. That's where you hear the words like apostles of marketplace, apostles of, that's where those revelations came out from. Simply put it, God wants us in the marketplace. There are some of you that God has called into full time. Maintain it. If you are sure he called you into full time, not F-O-O-L, F-U-L-L. Maintain it. Your job could be that you'll be the one discovering and deploying these ones that we're talking about. I hope you understand it. Because every man must walk according to his calling and we must not break our rags. What is the function of the citizens representing God on earth? We are supposed to take over the marketplace. Simply say, we are the one to agorize the earth. The devil is in charge. See what I showed in Exodus chapter 1. He's in charge of commerce, in charge of media, in terms of means, in charge of the bank. And God says, I'm raising men who will go and take over that marketplace. Pastors as professionals, professionals as pastors. God wants you in the marketplace. What I explained yesterday to you is what I would have, is an introduction to what I would have called the Babylonian system or the Babylonian model on how to take over the earth. Well planned by the enemy. You know, as I'm teaching, something came to my mind in Daniel chapter 1 and verse 3. Let me tell you how to be relevant in the Babylonian model. You'll be shocked at what you have been doing as a Christian. How to be relevant in the Babylonian model. Go to Daniel chapter 1 and verse 3. And the king spoke to Asphinas, the master of the eunuchs, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel and the king's seat. Now give me the message version. This is coming too hard. Thank you. The king told Asphinas, head of the palace staff, to get some Israelites from the royal family and nobility. Verse 4. So they need men for the agenda. See the kind of men that they went for. Young men who were healthy and handsome. Intelligent, well-educated, good prospects for leadership position in government. Perfect specimen. And indoctrinate them in the Babylonian language and the law of magic and fortune telling. So, look at this. You know, to get it, a job in the bank now. This looks like what you should have. I hope you are aware. You study international relations. This is part of your requirement. For you to even be relevant on the earthly space by Babylonian model, this is what you used to be. So can I imagine a Christian who does not even have this at all? You understand what I'm saying? You don't even qualify for what God can do with you. Because if the Babylonian model is looking for this, how many Christians have this? And we want to be relevant. Young men that are healthy. Young men that are intelligent, that can think. Good prospect for leadership position in the government. So, on the first layer to be relevant on the earth, you must be able to have these things. For what is called the purpose of interface. Now listen to this. Before God begins to push you into deadly and strategic places for him to introduce his government to them, you must be in the system. When you get into the system, these are the things that brings you into the system. And so if you don't even have this, you are not even ready for the assignment that he has for you. This is just a requirement for recruitment. You see why you must study. You see why you have to be intelligent. Why you have to sacrifice every morning, every night to ensure you prepare for the assignment that he's given to you. This is a lot of sacrifice of alignment. Good prospect for leadership position. Even the government of this world, they are looking for good prospect. The church must stop churning out half-baked products. We are not demagogues. We carry the mind of God. The fullness of the Godhead lives from the inside of us. One day, Paul got to a place called Areopagus. And they said that, what do these dolls called men have to say to us? That's how they see the church. Dolls called men. People who don't have what to say. People whose words will not make any impact. But the story is changing. A new generation is rising. There are men that will speak government to government. There are men that will change policies in this land. There are men that God is raising in our ministries that will change the atmosphere of this world. Somebody say amen to that. Amen. We are sent to agorize the world. That's what we are sent to do. We must not just be cosmopolitan. We must be prophetic. So we're not just raising a cosmopolitan church. All you're thinking about is, yeah, that's why if you're a pastor here, all you're thinking about is how to buy sound system, how to have red light, green light. You think that's ministry? Because that's what we're thinking is ministry now. I came to Apostle Femi to see light, see sound. No wonder they are growing. Go and buy your own. Number one, to buy it, you will sweat. If you find any way to buy it, light, the does not grow church. It's not sound system. In fact, what grows the church is not what you can see. The reason why these things are there is not, it's just because of interface, that there are some people that will just feel comfortable being around that environment. That's all it does. It does not get people born again. It does nothing. I saw that light, that blue light, and I gave my life to Christ. Our Father said the faith did not hand over these things to us. What they handed over to us was the word, fasting, and prayer. That's what they gave to us. And you know what? We must further the revelations of our Father. There's a level of life. I say you must never criticize the fathers. You must never criticize them. See, the Bible says that in Psalms 119, that he brings adequate light for every path. Your word is a light to my feet and a lamp to my path. The light needed for their generation, God gave it to them. They don't need more than that. God will give you greater light, and you not think your light is more important than them. No, that's the light that you need for your path. And so every generation is an improvement over the other. You must bless the past so that you can flow in the future. Listen, Samuel can hear the voice of God. Eli stopped hearing God. So there's a generation that has probably stopped hearing God, and there's a generation now receiving Rhema. But do you know that as much as he was hearing the voice of God, he still needed the interpretation from the one that cannot hear God? Every generation is intertwined together. You can hear God, but some can interpret it for you. Those who are interpreting may not hear God, but they need to hear you to be able to interpret it to you. Don't you think that you are cutting yourself out of God's agenda? All I'm trying to say to you, Ibadan, and all the churches represented here, is that we are on an assignment, a prophetic assignment as a church. Lesbian community is rising every day. Homosexual community rising. God, in Genesis chapter 1, how many human beings did he make? He said male and female created what? He, them. God created how many? Two. How many do we have? 50 plus. God created man. God created woman. But now you have 25 kinds of men. I hope you know that. This, you are a man. They will say specify the kind of man that you are. They are fodered by reverse process re-engineering the things that God has done. We must wake up as the church. Understand the complexities of our realities. And God must raise us up adequately to face the Babylonian system. But it even starts from what he said. Good prospect. Good this. Good that. Dressing well. Intelligence. Those things. Agenda. Then, when you can get that, God can answer, you are ready. And I'll check a few things. Then you are ready for interface. You won't need all the big cars because you need to show yourself. It's just for interface. You don't need it. In fact, in this country, I think it's easier to live by taxi than to have a car. But it's just that if you don't have a car and you go to certain meetings, you can miss some deals. Just to let you know how the worldly system works. Sometimes they check what you brought and they check whether you are qualified for this thing you are coming for, or is there money you want to use to buy the car. So interface level. You can't have wealth just because you want a booger. You're on a prophetic assignment. There's a reason why I came. I can tell you prophetically that there's a coming world transfer to the church. Shabratu siyatala. There's a coming world transfer to the church. The kind of wealth that the church has never seen before. It's not going to be shared in National Stadium. They won't say today is National Wealth Distribution Day. Come and get your own. No. It's for men that are positioned. Ministries that are positioned. There are men that God is raising out of this meeting. You are going to be the cutting edge of the next move of God in this generation. And you will be able to combat kingdom to kingdom in the assignment that he has given to you on the earth. In the name of Jesus. He says that when you come to that place, I take the third one and we pray. You have come to. The church of the living God. So let's see what concerns us. He calls it the ecclesia. Now, the church and ecclesia, there's a little difference there. There's a little difference there. So it's not semantics. Now, the actual original word for church is the word kirk. K-I-R-K-E. Forget about the Greek. Let me just tell you what it means. It simply means people that belong to the Lord. That's what it means. So when people are in church, or the people who are church themselves, you know, you're also church, right? You're church. And when you come, you tell the people that belong to the Lord. Now, the word ecclesia is not the same as the people that belong to the Lord. The word ecclesia is like people who already belong to the world, but they are called out. Can you now see that the church is raising workers? The kingdom people are raising ambassadors. You don't get it. The church is raising congregants. Kingdom-minded people are raising combatants. The church here. Ecclesia. Ouch. That's what God is doing. Those two things at the same time. The church and the ecclesia, they are rising. The ecclesia, they are the called out ones. So God will begin to speak to you to adjust your systems. Then understand why your pastor does what he does. And why you would also be doing what you do for your ministries. And you check, what is this ministry strategically producing? Are you be like that pastor I spoke yesterday, that it is possible to produce what you call predictable seeds into the future? That there are some things you will plan today. In the next 20 years, the results are predictable. That's what happened. Break every building, but leave this one. That seed was planted 20 years ago. That's why he said, strategically positioning ourselves for the move of God. For the move of God. The ecclesia is where these poli rally around. That's where they gather. So it means that when we come to church, we're actually diplomats. The reason why we're even coming to church is to come and receive updates in our kingdom. We are not just coming to be teaching you those things that we ought to have left. Pray now, fast now. How many years? How many years have we taught that? Pray. For your fast, you know, give, you know, worship. How many are we going to teach that till we die? While the church was sitting down and we're saying, men sit here, women sit here, don't mix together so that there'll be no fornication. Men are planted, the devil has planted people in all spheres of influence. When we woke up to it, it was too late. We became victims of the policies. And all we're discussing in our church is men sit here, women don't sit here. Men cover your head, women cover your head, men don't cover your head. That's what we're discussing. In this church we wear chain, in this church we don't wear chain. What does that have to do with the foreign affairs of this kingdom? There are internal affairs of every kingdom. There are foreign affairs. Salvation brings you into internal affairs. Dominion projects you into external affairs. Kingdom against kingdom. Kingdom against kingdom. And what's your job? To defend this kingdom. Stand for this kingdom. Get results for this kingdom. Not to be, you see, the days of celebrity pastoring, they are over. The days of celebrity ministers are over. That you want to get all you want to get because you want to bugano. No. Those days are over. We're in a prophetic assignment. Pray in the Holy Ghost with me. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Raise it up, raise it up. Shabra tukotoshti abara. Imbrokushtahane katusi etia katushtihe. Agarata katushtihe paraski. The church is rising in the times that we are in. The church is rising. The church is rising. Even before the new Nigeria, we are rising. Our voice shall be heard on the top of the mountains. God is incubating a new group of people. A new generation is rising. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We will soon pray, but let me land in 5 minutes. Then we pray. I'm preparing to land now. So when you come into the ecclesia, what do you find in an ecclesia? So the ecclesia is the living church. The one that understands the move of God in the now. So not all churches understand the move of God. So ecclesia is the living church that understands the move of God. Now there are four things you will find in the ecclesia. I will teach on one and we would pray. Now when you get into the ecclesia, you will find number one, revelation. The ecclesia is the custodian of revelation. Number two, you will find the rise of apostles and prophets. Number three, you will find ambassadors who are representing the kingdom. Number four, the ecclesia is the equipping center. That's where people are just equipped as diplomats. So like I said, you just come to church on Sunday, not because you want to come and hear how to pray again. They are giving you updates about the kingdom. This is where we should be praying. This is what we should be looking at. Then we get out of our ecclesia on Sunday morning. Then we go to our workplace or wherever we are, Monday to Friday. Putting those things to use. Then we come back on Sunday. We say, Pastor, we've done it. What's the next thing God is saying? Don't you think the church will change and our focus will change? At that time, you are not looking for somebody who will just teach you. You are looking for somebody who is here in heaven. And he's saying that this is the next move of the economy of the nation. That men in the next 7 years, shall we invest into this sector? And this is what God is saying. And as we are receiving that, the whole world is going through famine. The ecclesia. But the one I want to touch as I land is that the ecclesia produces apostles and prophets. Go to the book of Luke. Don't forget that everything we're talking about is the kingdom of this world must become what? The kingdom of our God. It must. That's our mission. That's our assignment. Luke 11, verse 49. That's where we're ending. This move is producing apostles and prophet. Luke 11, verse 49 to 50. So it's not a move that will just make you scatter and be successful. I know. It's producing amongst the gift of the Spirit, a ministry gift, more apostles and more prophets. Therefore also said the wisdom of God. Listen to this. That's the wisdom of God speaking. Therefore also said the wisdom of God. So this is the wisdom of God speaking to the church. I will send them prophets and apostles. I will send them. Go to verse 50. I will send them. They would come and correct some things. Apostles and prophets. So, it's not, see, no matter what you become in life, I will sense in my spirit that God is raising apostles from here and prophets. But I want to give you the definition of the apostles and the prophets that he's raising. Because you begin to think, you may just begin to think of something else as apostles and prophets. Who are apostles and who are prophets? Now, apostles carry the revelation of the word. Apostles, they carry revelation of the word. So it means that you have to be in the word. This next move of God cannot be outside the word of God. It can be. Prophets carry the revelation, not of the word, but of the future. That we see. This is the next tech idea. We entered into prayer. We came out after 3 days. And God said that this tech idea is the next thing that we should focus on. That God is going to bring about a wealth transfer through it. Then we call a pastor who is minister for science and technology. A minister for this and that. Say, hear what God is saying. That's the next thing we're doing. That's the ministry of prophets. They carry the revelation of the future. Apostles carry the revelation of the word. They will carry it into the systems. Prophets release prophecies. Apostles turn them into policies. So, you must understand your place in the move. Are you an apostle or are you a prophet? If you're an apostle, you may need the mantle of people like, if you're a prophet rather, you may need the mantles of people of Catherine Coleman. You may need the mantles of people of Ayodele Babalola. You may need the mantle of people like Papa Adeboye, Papa Oyedepo, and many generals based on, you see, your mantle, your assignment determines your mantle. But if you're an apostle, you may need the kind that men like Ben Carson have. Men like Mark Zuckerberg have, or David Filo. Let me ask you a question. If Mark Zuckerberg is the founder of Facebook, right? If he looks at the church of Jesus on the earth and says, churches are fools. You know, the only thing you do is you will react. At best, you can misbehave, God punish you. It will not be well with you. Everything you say, he can't hear. You are very far apart. He can't hear. But if he abuses you, you will hear. You look at what I'm saying. You will hear, but you will abuse him. He can't hear. So he's not even aware of your cause. Because the only way you can talk to him is through Facebook. What he created. If he removed Christians from Facebook, if they removed Christians from Twitter, where can our voice be heard? Have you thought of that before? That the devil can sponsor an agenda and say, take all pastors and Christians off Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, TikTok. What do we have as the church? We are still working based on their intelligence. They have built a system. And may we not get to that point where they silence our voice. You can see that it's not just enough to talk. I'm speaking the voice of God to the church and I'm crying passionately today for what is to come. Daniel's must rise. Joseph's must rise. Deborah's must rise. Ruth must rise. Prophets must rise. Apostles must rise. Kanabakishta. Of what use will not be our prayer if you are cut off? Then you all sit down. At least during COVID, you can still speak to your members on YouTube. What if you are cut from YouTube and everybody sits down at home? And nobody can leave their homes. Because I smell a rat in this nation. And I smell a rat in the agenda of the devil. And we are getting to the end of times. And there are many things that shows that we are closer than we began. We're closer to the end of the age. These things have been planned strategically. You are dealing with the devil. And the devil is not dull. This devil you are dealing with is not dull. Can you now see that we need to move beyond casting out devil and people breaking chairs? The real devil is not the one falling on the chair again. The real devil is in intellectual spaces now. They aren't breaking chairs in the U.S. But the nation is highly civilized. Technological improvement and development. They are not breaking chairs in the U.S. They are not breaking chairs in the U.K. Can we move the Church of Jesus? Because you think that it's only when people fall under that they break chairs. That's the move of God. Yes, that is good. We deal in Africa. Our case is different. And it is true. It is true. Many times I pray for people. They fall under the anointing. See, that's where they are at that time. Are you with me? But I'm just saying that I'm calling us to something higher. That the real devil, have you noticed that you can fall down, break chair, come out, and you're still a mediocre? Then what is the intelligence of your falling down rising? Could it be that you did not eat well? Could it be that when you were praying, you got confused and you fell down? Could it be that it was mechanical? If it's really the power of God, the power of God cannot just be limited to healing cancer and healing headaches. That same power of God can be passed as filters into government, can be passed as filter into tech. We can push the kingdom of God into those places. Why have we limited it only to the testimonies that we share? It is still the same power of God. A new generation is rising. God is raising people out of this house and out of this meeting that will be combatants, that will be ambassadors. So when it says in the last days, I'll pour out my spirit upon all, you know what the spirit, you should know what you are expecting. We are going to cry for the church in Nigeria. But that cry is a cry for apostles and prophets to rise. And that God, if you're even looking for them, I am here also. This is the cry, the cry, the cry, the cry. It's not a prayer, it's a cry. Are you passionate about the church of Nigeria? Did you understand what I just touched this morning? I want you to cry. This is the lamentation of the church. This is the lamentation of the church in Nigeria. Where are the sons of Issachar? Where are the sons of Issachar? Who have understanding in the times and in the season? Cry unto the Lord. Oh, come on, pray, 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 pray. Pray, pray. Can I have the instrumentalist? Pray, pray. Shambre kiata bakusta hakato siyata. New apostles, prophets, men of prophecies, men of policies. All we have been having is men of prophecies. We need men of policies. As some of you are praying, there's a mantle that will be coming upon you. You see, and you will know when it comes, when we get there. But pray. It's a cry of the Spirit. It's a cry of the Spirit. Shabarakatoshtiha taparask. Iko taparaski anamashti. Oh Lord. Oh Lord. Let the apostles rise. Let the prophets rise. Let the apostles rise. Let the prophets rise. Men of prophecies. Men of policies. Men of prophecies. Men of policies. Lord, we are ready for this move. We are ready for this move. We are ready for this move. This is the time to occupy. This is the time to occupy. These are the days to occupy. Jesus says, occupy till I come. It is a float till I come. It didn't just say, attend church till I come. Occupy. We need men to occupy. We need ministries strategically positioned. There is still a gap between the days of Itaosa and now. There is still a gap. Shabaras kitola nebasha. My God. My God. My God. My God. My God. Shabaras koto paraskia. Egorotopo kosata paraskia. Iparas koto palara. Let the ecclesia rise. Let the ecclesia rise. Let the ecclesia arise. Let the ecclesia arise. Shabarasko to paraske yata palarashtaha. Embrokoshtaha kalatoshta kalatapara. Pray, pray, pray. If you are online, pray. If you are on site, pray. Something is happening to the church. This is the lamentation of the church. Ha ha. Shabaraskito palandaka. Pray, pray. It's a new dawn for the church. It's a new dawn for the church. It's a new dawn for the church. Cry unto the Lord. Cry unto the Lord. Paskito paraskia. Our voice must be heard at the top of the mountain. Nebokoto shahata paraskia. Hey ya ya, 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 hey ya ya. This is a battle. It's a battle.
Hey ya ya.
It is kingdom against kingdom.
Hey ya ya. Hey ya ya.
Kingdom against kingdom.
Hey,
I'm talking about the times prophets will be seen, apostles will be building. Some will be seen, some will be building. Some will be prophesying, some will be activating the policies and the systems. A coalition of the Spirit. The hybridity of God on the earth. Those are the times that we have come in. As you are praying, lift up your hands. Just keep praying as you are praying. Just keep praying, just lift your hands. There are mantles that are going to be dropping now. My eyes are opening to the Spirit. And I can see the dry bones and the valley. Men who have no name, have no address. But the bones, keep praying, keep praying. The bones are coming together. Signings and flesh are coming. And suddenly, they are becoming great champions. Out of the church. Hariskotam Bradashti. Lord, with the hands lifted, let the mantles of the apostles, the mantle of the prophets, men that are strategic for your move in this nation and beyond, let it begin to drop. Let it begin to rest upon your people. Let it begin to drop. And let it begin to come into the hearts of your people. Shabrati kolana shtekoto labara. Embrakushtakato shiata. Everybody here, lift up your hands. God sent me to you. Fix your gaze. Look at me. Pray in the Holy Spirit as you look at me. Everybody pray in the Spirit. Don't look at them. Just pray. Just pray. Upon everybody here whose lands are lifted, let the mantles of the apostles, the one you need strategically in this generation, the one that has been prophesied even in the times that we are in, that God shall pour out his spirit upon all flesh. How do you begin to give dreams and visions upon a young man? I declare and decree upon you today. Let that mantle, let it rest upon every one of you this morning in the name of Jesus. Receive your own parts. Ushers, I need you now. Receive your parts. Receive your portion. Receive your own parts. Receive your portion. There's a portion that is preserved for you. You will not miss it. Oh, Receive your own parts. Imbrakosta kataste henda bakosta. Receive your own parts. Hold them well, hold them well. Own parts. There's a strange one that is coming upon you. It's going to change the entirety of what has happened in the history of your family. But it's not just for your family alone. It's for a prophetic assignment on the earth. For you, not just with men. Come on. For the ears that see, that ears, hands on your ears. There are things you begin to hear from the general council of heaven. Prophets will hear and they will see. Some of you that are receiving the ministry of the prophet, there are some who carry it out, the apostles. Well, I'm praying for the eyes that sees. It is prophetic that you will see what is coming on the earth. And we can prepare the church to say, this is what is coming. I'm not talking about you buying car, buying house. That's not what I'm talking about. The eyes that sees, the ears that hear, the hearts that understand. There's a curse for the eyes that sees, for the ears that hear, and there's heart that understands. Pray for that, pray for that. Pray for that. Pray for that. Koraski and Ashtaha. I feel the fire. I feel the fire. Shia Bratusti Katalanast. Eyes that see, ears that hear, hearts that understand. Eyes that see, ears that hear, hearts that understand. Eyes that sees into the future. Ear that hears the things about the future. Hearts that understand the things about the future. The prophets. The prophets. The prophets. The prophets. The prophets. The prophets. It's coming to you. Pray, pray, pray. Shabratika nausti head. Diktom bradashti kotola. The eyes that sees. 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 Eyes that sees, the eyes that sees, the ears that hear, the hearts that understand what God is saying, what God is saying. Thank you, Lord. For in the days of the ingathering, saith the Lord. No, so many feasts that have passed, but the times of the ingathering of the church. Let the church by light and by the word be ready. For the harvest that is coming, for I will raise men and women as apostles and prophets in the times that we are in. For the church will not be a forgotten story in Nigeria. For I have men that you don't even know about. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lift up your hands, everybody, and just thank God for this morning. Just give Him glory and give Him praise and give Him honor and bless Him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Can you turn it into joy this morning and rejoice before Him? Rejoice like one that found a spoil. Rejoice like one that saw a spoil. Rejoice like one that got a treasure. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. I want to introduce a few materials that I have. I hope I have your permission, sir. Yes, can I have those materials if I have a few of them that I believe will bless you? I don't sell to eat. I am blessed. This is just born. Just leave it. Thank you. Just put them down. Put them down. Thank you. I just believe that it will bless you. I want a few books, some of the books I've written. I used to hawk in the city of Lagos. And I hawked 16 things in my life. Between 1995 and 1999, I was on the street and I hawked 16 things. There's a book that explains that story. It's called Stay in Your Process. My senior friend Brian Tracy forwarded the book. Brian Tracy in the US. He read it and he said, Aki, you need to do this and let people be blessed. If Brian Tracy was blessed, I think you can be blessed through it. I think I just brought 20 of each of the books. Just 20. So, those who can get it fast. There's one written called Dominion, Understanding the Technology of the Spirit. And I talked about salvation and dominion. That dominion is a technology of the Spirit. Apostle Simon said, this book contains very powerful nuggets. So, I think if Apostle Simon is impressed by it, maybe you too can be impressed by it. I have one called Not Guilty, Understanding the Scandal of Grace, that God can raise any man, and grace is a scandal. If you're here, you have made certain mistakes, and you have been under condemnation of the enemy, in ministry or in your work, this could help you. One of my research materials for those in learning and development, or those in human resources, or you're into education, or you're a teacher, this is called a 7-star teacher. Improving Transformative Learning and Development in Africa. This book is endorsed by John Maxwell, the governor of Lagos State, Cosmas Maduka, a few apostles and prophets. It will bless you. I have a few material CDs that you want to hear in your car or something. There's one called Made for More. And I, myself, Pastor Funke Adejumo, a few people. I have one I did myself called Greater Light. Pastor Kpoju, P. Daniel, and a few other people. It will bless you. If you want to get into Greater Light, if you're here and you have a dream in your heart, this one says the mission is possible. So myself, Feladru Toye, Alibaba, SSA to the President, and a few other people. If you're a professional, there's one called Workplace Psychology. It could bless you. If you're at a phase where you want the way to be paved for you, you need resources, you need finances in your business, God paved the way. Myself, T.Y. Bello, the number 2 of Dangote, the CEO of Credit Direct, Peter Rufai. I hope you remember Peter Rufai. Make, manage, and multiply money. It will bless you. How to advance and adapt into uncertainty. Myself and some CEOs, about 12 CEOs, it will bless you. There's one called How Territories Can Be Taken. This is very powerful. About 6 CDs in one. Myself, Apostle Selman, Pastor Jerry Eze, and Bishop Wale Uke. It will bless you. Then it's one called the Oasis. You know, it will bless you. So anyone your hands can get, just 20 of each, it will bless you. Let me personally appreciate Pastor Femi Lazarus one more time for the opportunity to be here and be a blessing to us all. And I celebrate all men of God and pastors that are here. I think the best is yet to come in the name of Jesus. I love you all. God bless you.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame. To partner with Flame, kindly make use of these account details. 2215005289 UBA.